This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello there, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today Sports Ethos presentation, and I am back. I will be back all the way through till Tuesday, so you're welcome. I am very happy to be able to provide you with these pitcher stream information and advice to help you win your leagues. Nathan and Anthony have been doing a fantastic job over the past couple of days covering the podcast, but with Anthony on vacation, I will be taking over his typical Saturday tomorrow, and then you get me all the way through till Tuesday. Tuesday, you should hear Anthony's voice back on the podcast, and of course Nathan on Wednesdays. And so just to let y'all know what we've been doing, I mean, Anthony's been putting out his weekly reviews. Nathan dropped his player profile today. Every Friday he profiles a specific player. This time he did Francisco Alvarez and the impact that he has fantasy wise, and you'd be surprised, he goes deep on what he does onto the pitchers, not necessarily his offensive impact. So it's a really interesting read. And then also we've got the pickups of the day. Of course, every single day we drop names that are available in a lot of leagues. So go check us out at Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB, where we get all of that information there. And then go follow me on Twitter at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34, because we all know you want more and more of me. And if you want more and more of me, then you just follow me on Twitter. I am here at my house, hanging out with my kitties and recording this podcast. So if you hear some meowing in the background, they will be making, well, I guess it wouldn't be their podcast debut. I'm sure you've heard them before, but that would be Edard and Severus that you hear in the background. So I am thrilled to be here with them and for you to be listening, and it is great. I am also going to give our typical shout out to our friends at Bet Online as soon as I can pull up the read, because I forgot and I am awesome like that. Here we go. Bet Online is your number one source for NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, over even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get on a game of blackjack or poker, or get in on one of our over 150 slots games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, BLEAV, for 50% off your, a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Alrighty, y'all. Y'all know the rules on these streamers. It's 65% or under, they will probably be talked about. If they are not talked about, that means they're heavily rostered or you're not touching them with a 10-foot pole on your fantasy teams. As always, we will recap today's streams. If you want more information, listen to Nathan's podcast yesterday. And then I will dive deep into tomorrow's streams. So let's take a look at what Nathan has for you for today. He talks about Cutter Crawford. He's one of the more heavily rostered options, but you're rolling with him. Same with Eric Fetty. And both of these guys, he recommends that you do not drop, and I definitely agree with him. He believes Andrew Abbott is a good option today as well. The other options that he has that are more for deep leagues, not ideal starts, Jose Quintana, Taijuan Walker, and Patrick Sandoval. Sandoval in particular is a very deep league option against the Dodgers. And then he has two fades for you, Colin Ray and Carlos Carrasco. Alrighty, y'all. If you want more information, go listen to yesterday's podcast and get all the juicy details and get the tea on those pitchers. Alrighty, y'all. So let's dive into tomorrow's streams. And the first name on the list is Kenta Maeda against the White Sox. And this is more to do with the matchup more than Maeda. Now, I do think that there is still something there for Maeda to be a good pitcher. I am more using Maeda in a volume head-to-head situation in the weekend. You don't care about your ERA and whip, because I do think Kenta Maeda's strikeout potential is still somewhere in there. His strikeouts are way down this year. He's at 17% strikeout rate right now. That number is normally in the mid 20s for him. The strikeouts are way down. His swing and strike rate is way down. His whiff rate is way down. Everything is just not there for him on the strikeout side. Everything else has kind of remained constant in terms of his hard hit rates and stuff like that. Because his hard hit rate is actually still pretty elite at 34.2. He has an average exit velocity rate. And that's that league average at 88.7, which is way below last year's of 90.4. So he's not getting hit as hard, but he's not missing bats. He's not getting strikeouts. And the main culprit behind this is his four-seam fastball. His four-seamer is down to a 13.5% whiff rate, which is at 25.1% last year. And I have to think that that's going to turn around eventually. The spin numbers are very similar. The horizontal vertical movement on the pitch is still very similar. It's only slightly down. I mean, the numbers aren't that much different. I mean, and the fastball velocity is down 1 mile an hour. So if that is what is causing the issue here, that 90, he hit 91 again last start. So if it's the velocity, just having that, I know 1 mile per hour can be a little, can cause a difference. But man, it's just crazy to see how much his whiffs are just gone. And that four seam fastball is the culprit there. I mean, if he can start getting whiffs on the fastball again, then I think that Maeda will be a really good streaming option especially against the worst offenses like the White Sox. He's a volume head-to-head play in 12 teams if you're chasing strikeouts and a potential for a win. However, I think in those everyday change leagues and 12-team leagues, he is risky, but he does have the White Sox. So you can make an argument for it. If you want to roll with Maeda in 12-team leagues, in your everyday change roto leagues, I can see you doing it. There's a good argument to be made. The main argument centers on the fact that the White Sox just suck. They're last in the league in WRC+. I mean, they are just awful. Kenta Maeda really is kind of missing. He's avoiding hard contact. So I think that there is a decent chance that he does well. But overall, in terms of this start, I'm really, really just looking at the fastball and seeing if he can start getting some whiffs on it. Because if the whiffs can come back on the fastball and he can start showing the strikeout upside that we know is in there, because he's shown it so far this year a few times. There's been individual outings that he has flashed what he can do. It is still in there. He just has to do it. And until he starts to do it a little more consistently, will I be a little more aggressive in suggesting him? But I do think that there's a good pitcher inside of there. I do think that the White Sox suck ass. So I do think that there's a decent chance that he does well. So head-to-head 12-team volume play, absolutely. The everyday change roto leagues, he's a little more risky. I'm a little more iffy on it, even though I can see it. It's the freaking White Sox after all. Anyways.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Let's move on to Miles Michaelis, and he has the Giants, and he's 33% owned, and overall, I think this is a pretty solid play. Even though the Giants do kind of scare me, they're 15th overall against right-handers, but over the last 30 days, overall, they are 10th in the league in WRC+. They've been doing a little bit better lately. I do caution against the Giants a little more often than what a lot of other people do, and I do think that this is a start, though, that I think you can roll with in all 12 teams. Situations. His last four or five starts of the last 30 days have been fantastic. The strikeout rate has been 22.1% with a 3.3% walk rate. On the year, those numbers, the strikeout rate isn't all that great at 18.2% with a 4.4 walk rate. But Michaelis has been doing a lot better lately overall, because his overall ERA is still sitting at 4.59 with a fielding independent pitching of 4.11. But the ERA estimators of XFIP and Sierra are a little bit better at 389 and 402 on the Sierra. So here's the thing with Michaelis, and this is something that I think is important to note here, is that he has only had one truly bad start. He's only had one bad start. Overall, Michaelis has had consistent outing after consistent outing after consistent outing over and over and over again. He has gone at least five innings in almost every single start. And in those five inning starts where he goes 5 to 6 innings, he's allowed 2 earned runs or less in each of those. If he doesn't hit 3 earned runs until he gets to 6 innings. So he's at least giving you consistent quality starts, outing in, outing out. If you're in a quality start league, then I think Miles Michaelis is a big pickup for you tomorrow. Even if you're not, I think that overall, he's been so consistent this year, it's hard to ignore it. He is definitely somebody that you have to start to trust at this point. He consistently throws strikes. He throws 67% of his pitches for strikes this year. He doesn't get hit particularly hard. He has better than league average exit velocities against him, and he's right around league average when it comes the barrel rate and hard hit rate. So it's not like he's getting smacked around a lot. The strikeouts is starting to come around a little bit more with a 22% strikeout rate lately. Even though I don't think the strikeout upside is necessarily all that great. I think that there is a little bit better lately than normal, which only adds to his value. Overall, I am rolling with Michaelis tomorrow. I even though the Giants do scare me just a little bit, but I think they're definitely more middle of the road. And I do think that he is a start against them. Okay, we're moving on to Tyler McGill. And he's another pretty solid 12-team option. Especially in those head-to-head volumes. I really like him in head-to-head plays because I do think there's a great strikeout potential tomorrow. And that is huge for you for those volume stats and those head-to-heads. It's a little risky. The risk really comes in the fact that he allows a higher than league average rate in fly balls, and he's playing in Wrigley Field. So much like Nathan told you yesterday about with was it Quintana with the with direction the wind's blowing again, Wrigley, it's the same with Tyler McGill here. He does allow a lot of fly balls, so if you I think that you do want to check the wind direction in Chicago before you roll with him. But even if the wind isn't in his favor, I still think there's a pretty good volume play here. He does have an excellent strikeout rate of 27%, a 9.8 walk rate. The ERA is 3.52 with the fielding independent pitching. It's really good at 2.62. It's indicating a little bit of bad luck theory. Even though the ERA estimators are 3.64 and the Sierra is 3.64 and the XFIB is at 3.87. Overall, it is something I'm going to dive into in a later podcast, is talking about how do those numbers create a prediction, right? Like which one is more reliable, and I'm going to try and do that as a special topic, but I don't really have time to dive into those things right now. Overall, I think the FIP is a more indicator of a short-term value as opposed to XFIB and Sierra that kind of give you more of a long-term predictive outlook for a like larger sample. But in terms of what you're looking at in a short-term one-game scenario against an offense like the Cubs that have the 19th best WRC plus against righties, and over the last 30 days, they're 22nd in the league in WRC plus overall. I think you got a middling to not very good offense with the Cubs, with a pitcher, with a FIP that only looks at what the pitcher can control with the 262. And I think that you've got a pretty good matchup here, a pretty good play. He's got a good swing and strike rate at 13.8%. The CSW is 28.2%. He has excellent whiff and chase rates. The strikeout rate obviously is very high. The extension is also very good. He does get hit pretty hard though. The exit velocity, barrel rates, hard hit rates aren't all that great. And again, check that fly ball, check the wind direction. That's another thing that we'll call into play here that will kind of give him a little more risk. But overall, I do like Tyler McGill against the Cubs. Even if the wind does go against him, then it's a little more risky, but I think overall you can still go with it. Okay, let's talk Ben Lively. He's 48% owned against Toronto, and I want to see him do what he does against a better offense. His numbers look very good, not only on the surface, but there are some under the surface numbers that look pretty good for Ben Lively, but you can kind of attribute it to the fact that he had multiple starts against bad offenses. He did work in four straight starts against the Mets, the Angels, Nationals, and the Marlins. Now, this was a Mets team before they took off, so he didn't necessarily get the Mets while they've turned it on as of late. He got the Mets about a month ago, a little over a month ago. I don't want to take everything away from him. He did have some good starts against the Angels when they had Trout. He did pretty well. He did pretty well against the Red Sox. He's had some good outing against some good offenses. He hasn't really faced good offenses all year, though. And against Toronto last time out, he went four innings, four earned runs, four strikeouts. So that's not very pretty. So I do want to see what he can do. However, let's look at some numbers that do go in his favor. A 21.7% strikeout rate is pretty okay. The walk rate is also pretty okay at 7.5%. The swing and strike rate in the CSW aren't all that good at 9.3% and 26.7% CSW. Where his what gives me some hope for Ben Lively for the rest of the season is looking at his expected numbers against him, like the expected slugging, the expected batting average, the expected weighted on base average, XWOBA, and the XWOBA on contact specifically. So the expected slugging is 402. Below the league average. The expected batting average is 237, well below league average. That XWOBA is 303, also a number that is below the league average. His expected WOBA on contact was, I didn't write it down, but it's like 330 something. The league average is 360. So the guy is avoiding hard contact in general, and the expected numbers against him are all really solid. Now, again, not a lot of good offenses. These numbers might go up once he starts facing better hitters, but it is something to keep an eye on. In terms of tomorrow, what I'm doing with Ben Lively is I'm calling him just a 12-team volume play in those head-to-heads. If you're looking for a chance at some volume stats, I think he's too risky for those 12-team roto leagues, those everyday change leagues. I am fading him in those because I think Toronto's a pretty solid offense and Ben Lively didn't do very well against him the first time around. Maybe he figures it out this time around, and let's take a look and see what kind of contact he allows against Toronto, because I think that he has the potential to continue to be a good stream against other offenses, but I want to see him do it against a harder offense before I get to be, you know, more aggressive in calling him a stream. However, I think from here on out, if Ben Lively has a bad offense, you're streaming him, you're using him, because I do think he is good enough to be that. All right. We're getting into the last couple of names here. Cal Quantrill against the Nationals. And I think this is a pretty solid play that he's outside of Coors, mainly because the Nationals aren't all that good. They're 25th in the league in WRC Plus against righties. And over the last 30 days overall, they are 24th in the league in WRC Plus. They've just consistently haven't been a very inspiring offense. Cal Quantrill has actually had a lot of success this year. His ERA is 3.08. The FIP is at 371. Yeah, 371. And then we're going to go take a look at the strikeout rate. Not all the grade is 16.8%. The walk rate is kind of high at 9.4%. But this is where Cal Quantrill gets to be pretty solid. He has been avoiding hard contact all year. He's better in the league average at barrel rate, hard hit rate. He has a high ground ball rate. The XWOBA on contact, like I described earlier, is very good. It is below league average. His is also around 336. His splitter has been beautiful with a solid whiff rate of 26.2%. The XWOBA and the expected sluggings are both really low at 231 and 304 304 respectively. Cal Quantrill's just had a good string of success here lately. He's got a really good matchup, and I do not think there's a whole lot to not like about this start. You know, even though Cal Quantrill in general, you know, there is risk involved because he just in general has been an uninspiring pitcher throughout his career, and I get that. However, against an offense like the Nationals and the way that he's been pitching lately, I am rolling with him.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Alrighty, on the last name on the list is Mitchell Parker, 33% owned. And I, overall, I like Mitchell Parker as a pitcher. I just have a lot of hesitation because he's pitching in cores and he's a curveball pitcher. He has a +4 run value on the curveball this year, which is, and that's by far the highest run value in any pitch. And so that's kind of his bread and butter this year. And that doesn't necessarily play all that well in cores. And also we're heading into the warmer months of the year. So cores becomes a little more scary as the year goes along. But overall, I think that there is some potential for Mitchell Parker to do well because the cores, even though it is cores, Colorado's offense still isn't all that great overall. So it's not that they have a ton of talented hitters that can take advantage of cores. So overall, I do think Mitchell Parker can be an okay 12-team deep league option, 12-team head-to-head volume option. He's definitely a deep league option, but I think there is some risk. You have not a very good strikeout rate of 18%, 18.2%, a 5.5 walk rate, however, does show he has good command. The 306 ERA has a 353 FIP with it, so there is something to back up his production. His four-seamer, though, has only gotten an 11.4% whiff rate against them and a very high hard hit contact against it of 45%. You know, he does have, overall, though, he does have decent barrel rates and hard hit rates against them. He does get good extension on his pitches, so that does add some value. However, you got a fastball that gets hit hard, a guy that throws a lot of curveballs to get outs, and he's pitching in cores. There's too much risk for me in 12-team everyday change roto leagues. I'm probably fading him in those types of leagues. If you're in a head-to-head situation where you don't care about your whip, I think that he can pretty solid play for a potential chance at a win and a potential chance at maybe some strikeouts, even though he doesn't have a very high strikeout upside. But overall, I don't like Mitchell Parker all that much tomorrow. I really don't. I don't like the fact that he's pitching in cores, and I don't like the fact that he gets hit hard on the fastball pretty consistently. He's not necessarily missing bats with the swinging strike rate at where it's at 10.8%. So overall, I'm not a big fan of Mitchell Parker, even though there is some numbers to like about it. So if you want to disagree with me and roll with him tomorrow, I can see it working out. I wouldn't be overly shocked. So definitely deep leagues you're rolling with him. 12-team rotos, I'm probably fading him. Head-to-heads, if you need the volume, that you can go with it. Alrighty, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining me. It has been a blast doing this podcast. Make sure you follow me on Twitter @PaulW_34. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball @EthosFantasyBB. That's @EthosFantasyBB. Make sure you're checking out the draft guide at the NFL division @EthosFantasyNFL. That's @EthosFantasyNFL. We got a lot of smart minds, great minds doing great work over there on the daily, providing you with booms and busts and sleeper targets. I mean, anything and everything you could potentially need to win your fantasy football league, Ethos Fantasy NFL has it. Go check them out, y'all. They're doing fantastic work over there. Like always, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Y'all have a great day. Thank you for joining me.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.